dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
Welcome to the Confused Room Podcast. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again. Please press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on. Let other people know that we exist. Share us on social media. Give us some stars. All that we greatly, greatly appreciate. On today's episode of the program, we have a little bit of a fixer-upper here. And we're literally doing a whole house makeover. And I'm misleading, but I'm not lying.
That would be a correct statement.
Yeah. So, literally what we are doing today, is a whole house makeover, but the house happens to be very, very little. We're not talking tiny house. We're talking super tiny house. Like, you probably couldn't live in it unless you're like five. So this is the space that we are working on today.
Yes.
And this is what we wanted to do was take basically the idea of getting a small home, a small play home for the kids, something that you could easily get used off of Craigslist, off of eBay. Some of these are very inexpensive at the stores, and really give it its own touch. And the thought really here, a lot of this is getting one that maybe be a little bit beat up or something that their kids have graduated out of.
Sure.
And now it's time to move on, but you can find these on Craigslist, and you may need to give it a little TLC, to really make it cute. So that's exactly what we are going to do on today's episode of the program. And what's interesting about our space here is this playhouse is technically two playhouses.
Yes, we came into possession of two identical playhouses.
Yeah.
And I thought there has to be a way to marry these into one big playhouse,
mm-hmm.
because it just didn't seem like the small individual playhouses. I mean, we're talking 4 foot by 4 foot.
Yeah.
One kid in there is going to be cramped, let alone two little girls. So I thought, let's make this work with two playhouses.
Exactly. So that's what we are doing on this episode of the program. And we're going to give you some interesting insight here as to how we made a space work and make it feel like a very outdoor space, a very yard-like space when you don't have a yard as well, because we don't necessarily have a very large yard for anything like this. Our backyard essentially is a cliff.
Exactly. We're not exaggerating at all. There is a very steep cliff. We have decks on the back of our house, and so there was no backyard. There was no safe place for them to just go outside, mm-hmm. go play, let me work on cleaning the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a small front yard, but I don't like them playing out front by themselves.
Yeah.
You just never know when somebody's going to go too fast down the road or whatever. So we needed a dedicated, safe place, mm-hmm. snake-free, bug-free, where they could play and I don't have to worry about them.
This is almost twofold as far as application-wise, because it could be very much like us, where there's just no yard, mm-hmm. Or it could be a very urban-type application where there's no yard either, and you have a very small place, and maybe it's concrete, maybe it's just a patio, but mm-hmm. how can you make it kid-friendly? So take some of these ideas, and you can apply it to almost any space like that.
And there's a lot of places now that have very stringent stipulations on what you can do as far as yards because of the droughts
mm-hmm.
that are just like never ending.
Yeah.
And we actually used artificial turf, not like the really cheap AstroTurf stuff, but we got the kind that you actually put in a yard as a yard replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this for the floor of this space. So they had a soft, cushy place if they did rough and tumble.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't landing on hardwood, which would work great on a patio surface
and
as well.
It feels like you're outside. I mean, literally take your shoes off and walk out there, and it feels like it is a you're on grass.
And it's designed to drain, so it doesn't hold water for very long at all.
And that's the entire flooring that we laid out. And it comes like carpet.
It does, in a 12-foot roll. Yeah. So it took us 3 trips. We had to cut our piece. It was 12-foot wide, but we had to cut it into smaller pieces to get it down the stairs and out into the space.
Yeah, so, but we did it.
We did it.
We did it. But that's the flooring that we're working with here on this kind of indoor outdoor space. It's in an outdoor patio space, but it really feels like you're kind of out in a backyard when you don't have a backyard.
Right.
So that's kind of the space we're working with. But back to the playhouse idea, that's where we really wanted to take this little playhouse. And it is cute. There's nothing, you know, wrong with it, but we wanted to make it really kind of customized for our little girls. So.
And one of the things about it was I knew with just the base stain that was on it from the manufacturer that it was not going to hold up to the moisture and the mold and everything of the Ozarks. So if you live in a high humidity area, it's something to consider. So we remedied that. Mm-hmm. And I think it turned out a lot better in the end.
And this is the aftershot of what it was turned into.
So what we did was we actually painted this house with exterior paint. We did touch up some of the stain on the roof to make it a little grayer, but also to kind of give it a more protective coating. And I accented the white with the colors of mint, hot pink, navy, and a little bit of gold. And that was the color scheme for the whole little playhouse inside and out. And I just wanted it to be like this little fun, comfy cottage. With these two playhouses, they were identical. We put one facing backwards and one facing forwards and did not put the porch on the one that faces backwards. So you essentially have a front porch and then a big bay window. But we took a fence board and actually married the two together and attached brackets to the roof to hold the whole thing in place so that it didn't shift over time with kids bumping it or whatever. And I think we successfully took two playhouses and made it into one and made it look like it was supposed to be that way.
Really did. And I really like some of the added accents that you did to the interior to really, I mean, it's funny and it's silly. Oh, we're accenting the interior of the place, but we are. And it really makes a huge difference. So I'm going to show some of the interior shots of the playhouse itself and some curtains you added.
I did. I used some outdoor shower, not outdoor shower curtain. I used shower curtain fabric, which is the same material as outdoor curtains. And it's 100% polyester. So I just cut them down and made them into curtains to fit these little windows. And I knew that they were going to hold up well to being wet and all the different elements and everything. We did leave the grass throughout the bottom of the playhouse. We contemplated taking it out, but then I thought, you know, I think maybe more padding is better for
sure.
The little girls. I put their initials above the entrance and added some hot pink lanterns that I found at Michael's on clearance. And a little mailbox. Believe it or not, that mailbox was a buck at Target. And I think with the color palette that we had and painting the inside, it turned out really bright and cheery. When it wasn't painted white on the inside, it was that same green, and it was very dark and very just kind of, I don't know, it seemed like things could disappear in there.
Sure. I mean, it was very, very dark on the inside and just kind of, you know, you needed something. Adding that white coat of paint, even without any sort of lighting in there, totally changed the whole atmosphere. It was very, very cave-like. Well, I mean, it's a kid's playhouse, but this really made it bright and cheery. And I like what you did here with some of the lighting as well. You added some battery-operated lights.
Right. They're essentially fairy lights, but these had little gold cages on there, and we strung them between some of the decorative detail on the side. So when you turn it on, you have ceiling lights and, you know, had some little decorative flags that we found really inexpensive. It wouldn't be hard to make them, but I knew that where I found them, they were going to be cheaper than if I bought the fabric and the glitter and the glue and everything. But I'm really pleased with it.
I think it turned out really good. It's funny. People are like, oh, my God, shiplap. Yep.
Totally shiplapped the playhouse. Yes.
I mean, it was shiplap. I mean, that's what it's built out of.
It's cedar tongue and groove. And yeah. When you paint it white, it looks like shiplap.
It'd be funny if we're like, well, you know, we wanted to do drywall and we put drywall over the inside.
That would not hold up to the moisture outside.
No, not at all. Not at all. But it really, it turned out super cute. And I mean, the girls love it. They've figured out ways to make a little pantry almost between within the inlets of the two homes, because there's a little, if you can see on the video here, if you're watching it on our page at confusedroom.com, there's a little inlet between the two homes, and this inlet that you see, we cut that hole.
We did,
so you could get through and make it a whole room. But they found a way to put their little baskets of toy food and stuff in there,
and that was something they came up with on their own. They have kept it really, really close to how we gave it to them.
Yes, they have,
and that tells me that we did something right, because they didn't completely trash it or do something really weird with it to get it to where they wanted. They've kept it. And I've been pretty pleased with that.
It's turned out great. I mean, sometimes me and Harp go down there and we're playing, and she's like, "I'm making blue rock candy on the stove." And I'm like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "It's kind of weird, but I'm kidding." Yeah. I'm kidding.
Okay.
It really is a cute little playhouse. You got your little spice rack there, your telephone, and they love it. I mean, it's one of those things they go out to and enjoy all the time. But really was a fun project for us to do too, not just out of the box. Okay, here, go and enjoy. And I think it's something they will remember too. It's like, yeah, my parents, they got us a playhouse, and then they wouldn't let us play in it right away. They had to redo it.
I needed to put my stamp of approval on the playhouse. I'm sorry. It's outside of my office. It's outside of your office. Yeah. So it had to be aesthetically pleasing.
Well, that's one of the neat things about this space, and we're lucky with our house, how we have it set up here with our office, because we both, obviously, we work from home. We record all of our shows from home. And the nice thing about it is literally the door to get out to it is through my office, which is right over there. And yours is right here, too. So, in fact, is this... Does this looks out into the...
It looks out over the deck.
Yeah, so it looks out over there, too. So it's a great way, you know, to not have to have a babysitter or a nanny or something, and especially during summer vacation.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're both in school full-time, but over holiday breaks and summer vacation, it's a great spot for them to go out and play. I mean, obviously, Christmas, it doesn't work, but spring break and summer, it's a great thing to have.
Where we can work, and we can keep an eye on them, and they're right there. And there's a sound barrier between us.
But we can still hear screaming of the two little girls getting in a fight, so one of us knows to go out.
There's no sound barrier that will completely close that part off. But it is great to be able to have them right there. They can play, we can work, and not have to really worry about where are you at, what are you doing, you know, all that.
But I think the biggest takeaway from this episode is you can find somebody's old beat up playhouse that their kids have outgrown. They just want it out of their yard. It's no longer something they want to maintain or mow around.
Yeah.
And just because it's a little worn or a little loved doesn't mean that you can't take it and redo it just like any other home. I mean, just go ahead, get it. I mean, they're on Craigslist all the time, super cheap, you know, or somebody puts it out by the side of the road. And the whole thing's wood, so don't be afraid to modify it to fit what you need, you know? Yeah. I've seen where there's a fort that comes attached to a swing set, and they just cut the swing set part off and just have this two-story fort. And, you know, the possibilities are endless. I could, you know, decorate and design playhouses every day of the year forever, because I just love it.
It's so cool what you did with the whole thing. I mean,
it's
super. I'm just like, wow, that's...
They wanted a little farmhouse, so they got a little farmhouse.
Stacy says, I want one for me.
I do too.
You guys are great parents. Major win. So fun.
Thank you.
Lots of really cool feedback. Thank you guys for your feedback on that. But yeah, it's a neat place for the kids. And it's something that they're really going to remember. And it's something too that we're going to want to hold on to as well, especially, you know, as they get older and they have kids and they bring their kids back. This is something that, you know, even if it it does go off the porch for a little while, if we end up using the space for something else, it's going to be in storage. Like, oh, we have grandkids now. Let's bring the house back out. You know?
Yeah, you just take it apart and put it back together later.
Yeah, it's such a neat space and something you can be really proud of. And it's a piece that they will remember as well. And I can really see something like this being passed down too, where it's like, this was my playhouse. And,
right.
And you know, my parents helped build this. And they really, and we really did. It wasn't just out of the box, here you go. And then so many things these days, I think, are like that, where it's just, you know, it's just an out of the box thing. Mm-hmm. Once the kids have outgrown it, it just kind of gets tossed.
Sure.
And there's not a whole lot of sentimentality to it. It's pieces like this that mean something to them, mean something to us, and then I think mean something generations to come if it keeps going on and going forward. So it's a cool thing.
Did you have a playhouse?
I had a tree house.
I meant the boy version of playhouse, not a girl playhouse.
No, I had a tree house that was up in a tree really high and had no windows. So if you went in it, you had to have like a flashlight or something. And I ended up calling it the Underwater Museum because I'd go find stuff in the creek out back and just like rent. Because I believe out in like the 60s, 70s, 50s, all that, people would just dump their trash into the creek. So in the 80s, when I was exploring the creek, if you dug deep enough underneath rocks and stuff, you'd find all sorts of random stuff, like telephone receivers, like metal telephone receivers, stuff that, you know, kind of held up, but it would be all corroded and rusted. And it was kind of creepy and cool. So I would go find these things and I'd take them back as artifacts and put them in my dark treehouse. And I called it the Underwater Museum. And I tried
to... A great way to get tetanus.
Yeah, it probably really was. I tried to charge my parents admission to go and visit my museum, but nobody ever wanted to pay the 50 cents. So we went out of business eventually, and we were foreclosed upon, and I believe it was taken down shortly thereafter.
Aww.
It was not like Toys R Us. It was.
Did you hear the founder died today?
No.
Yes, the guy that started Toys R Us died today. He was 94.
That's sad.
It is sad.
You have to take a look at that. I mean, yes, he is 94, but you have to take a look at it and go, everything that happened here, I mean, did that play into this of just sadness?
I don't know that it played into it. It's sad that it happened so close to the closing. But
yeah.
I saw that and I thought, oh, he saw his, business be born and then die.
Grow amazingly and then get taken over by corporate interests that threw a bunch of debt on top of it, which killed the business.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it was a profitable business.
Uh-huh.
It was the debt that killed it.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have ever been there. It was the greed that of the people who bought it. It's sad. But I have hopes that something like that is able to revive itself at some point. I think it may.
Yeah, we're Toys R Us kids forever.
Yeah.
There's
a million toys for girls and boys that I can play with.
Yep.
From bikes to trains to video games.
That's enough.
The biggest toys to over there.
Just take it one step past.
I don't want to grow up. You're the one who thought Teddy Ruxpin was creepy.
He is fucking creepy.
I always wanted a Teddy Ruxpin.
You can have the one I kicked off.
And my parents bought me one at 25 after I'd already moved out of the house. They bought the whole damn display. They found it at an antique store.
I tell you what, a Teddy Ruxpin in your underwater museum with no windows sounds like a nightmare from hell.
I think they ended up making a video game about that called like Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's Tony's Toy House with a Teddy Ruxpin in it. It's Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's pretty. That would be a great horror app. Tony's Underwater Museum. That's you climb the treehouse and you never know what you're going to find.
Yep.
So there you go. All right, you guys. And then I'll wrap up this episode of the program. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Please press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on, and give us some stars. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for watching another episode of Confused Room.